Welcome to the show. You know what time it is, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side? Listen into the radio show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impacts and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about. What we look for, why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab your best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey folks, you're listening to Long Shots Radio, College Football Edition with Donnie Wrightside. Just want to welcome you guys to the show. It's a brand new show. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. You can catch it here on TrendBetting.com. We're going to talk NCAA football, NFL football, fantasy football. Take your phone calls, recap what happens during the week, what's going on, future impact, upcoming big games. Gambling tips is what we're here for, folks. What we're going to look for in the next few weeks. Why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas. Always previewing those big-time primetime games with my good buddy Alex the AK-47. Listen here, Saturday, 6 p.m., TrendBetting.com, Long Shots Radio, College Football Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the Experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Let's roll, folks. Lights, camera, action. We are finally back on the air. So sorry we couldn't get to you guys a little bit sooner. And I know out there you might be getting a little bit of feedback from this phone call. For some reason, the service that we use backed us out, so we had to rig a way to get in the back door so I can bring the show prime time right to you. We still have a half hour left of our allotted time, which is fantastic. We're going to be able to get through every single thing we want to this evening, and it might sound a little jumbled, a little convoluted, but that last 15 minutes, we had everything ready to go, and you're just in full panic mode, and you have to get on the air. You want to get on the air. I know there's a lot of people out there listening and certainly want to get some information saying, you know, what's going on with the show? What's going on out there? Folks, we're here, we're live, and we're ready to do the show right now, so let's take this directly from the top, and we'll get it started. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the Experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Oh, yeah, folks. Favorite time of the week, no doubt about it. Thanks for sticking around. It's 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, Thursday. You know what time it is. Long Shots Radio Prime Time Edition with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. We are right in the thick of summer football season, just around the corner. The dog days of summer are just ahead. You're going to want to get on the team at TrendBetting.com. Join us for that run. We're going to go over a couple special packages that we're going to have available for the rest of the season in just a little bit. But the normal show that we're doing now, coming to you live, same thing. We're going to take a look at some trades at the trade deadline. More importantly, how that's going to affect your gambling over the rest of the summer and heading right in through to the playoffs. We're going to take a look at some of these trades and the impacts that it's going to have on teams and also the overall structure of Major League Baseball, including the betting of Major League Baseball. The most important thing is everything has been reshuffled. Right now is a very dangerous time, which we're going to get into in a little bit deeper, of why teams and the psyches are going to change and how you should approach betting Major League Baseball for the rest of the summer. And I do want to get into some of these trades because a lot of them they really went down. Sometimes you don't see much activity at the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. That wasn't the case this year, folks. A lot went down, a lot of interesting stuff to digest, and still going to come down later tonight and also on for tomorrow. Also, we're going to take a look at a fresh capping look at tomorrow's Major League Baseball schedule to see if we can maybe pick apart some things that you might want to take a look at and certainly might want to fire on if we can find something, maybe a little tidbit there that'll stick in your mind once the lineups come out tomorrow or throughout the day. It's always fun to get that fresh new look where you don't have any ideas whatsoever basically of who's starting tomorrow, what pitcher's going to be on the mound. Take that fresh look and just gain a little bit more access into what I look at coming down the stretch. We're going to end the show tonight if we have enough time. I know we got cut a little bit short. I did want to dedicate some time to NFL and college football. Right around the corner, teams are in camp. Colleges are going to start camp over the next couple of days as well. It's a fun time of year, but there's a lot more baseball and a lot more meat on the bone coming down the stretch throughout August of Major League Baseball. We're on one play tonight. It is currently underway. Not going to give it away because you know me, very, very superstitious. So we're going to turn off that indicator there. Turn off the phone. We're going to watch a different baseball game. I have two TVs set up in front of me, and I just put them both on Detroit versus Baltimore because I don't want to see the other score. I don't want to see the other game I was just watching. We're going to have a clean show. When we get off this show, we're going to have a winner. I hope and pray, but I do believe it is going to happen because we do have a lead there. So a little bit of teaser right there. Folks, welcome to the show once again. This is Sky Sports Talk Radio. You know what I love to do. You know what I'm about. NCAA football, NFL football, college basketball, Major League Baseball. It's what we wager on. It's what we love to do, and that's what this show is all about. Now, as we said, we do a Monday show. We skipped it this week to get back in play for tonight on Thursday. We'll get right back to that Monday show at noon. I know you guys like that a lot. It gives a different little output where we can take a look at what happened on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and get a real clean look at capping games and going over the entire card for that night and seeing what the lineups are. It's a lot of fun doing that Monday show. Down the line, we are going to take phone calls. That's going to happen relatively quickly. As I said, the name of the game for Long Shots Radio is going to be a full-time access service. I want to have a show at least 5 days a week, preferably in the afternoon, that we can prep up and get ready for the night's action, and especially during football season. There's a lot more to digest, a lot of games that I'd like to go over and get a little bit more in-depth as the week goes on. That's going to be a lot of fun, but that's where the show is headed. We have two shows a week now. We want to get it to five a week, but also more importantly, we want to make sure that we can bring the public, friends, family, into our spotlight here, and certainly call on the radio shows, maybe have some different cappers on each time. We're looking up here at trendbetting.com on Long Shots Radio. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to build this brand as it goes and, more importantly, make some money and also have some fun along the way doing it. So keep an eye out on that down the line once we get that started. The show itself, you know what it's about, folks. Gambling tips, you know, what we look for, line movements, public versus Vegas, recapping things that happened during the past week, maybe apply them to the next week. It's always very important to take a look at that in football season, and we certainly will do that with you as well. About myself, you know me, 20-plus years in the industry, online with RightsideValuePlays.com for 3 years, and also my home at TrendBetting.com. It's a great website, folks. If you haven't checked it out, I'm going to go over that with you in just a little bit. But as we start approaching football season, we're going to get more into that 401k approach and only have between maybe 5 to 7 plays a week once it gets to football season. But in baseball, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to build those profits and certainly, more importantly, get back after it heading in to NFL college football, and then certainly segue right into one of my favorite seasons, which is college basketball season. Videos, you see them now. I did post a couple over the last few weeks. We hope to get those more and more out there and certainly make them more of an informational type of viewing experience as opposed to just, you know, where you can buy the plays and packages. That's going to come down the line. We'll review and preview games and certainly get that out there. Again, the main goal here is to get as many winners on the board as possible. If you want to follow me on Twitter, folks, go ahead, at Rightside VP. I also have a promotional account with Trend Betting, which is at Donnie Rightside. I do not answer to the Donnie Rightside one, so find me on Rightside VP. We can go back and forth, go over anything that you want in the industry. If you have any questions on, you know, what we do for a living, or if you just have any questions on general knowledge about baseball, football, I love to hear it. I love to go back and forth, and I wear these games on my sleeve, just like you, the player, as well. When things don't go my way, I get upset. When things go my way, you see me post the pictures of smoking a cigar. It's what we do. It's a lot of fun. It's going to give you gray hair over the length of it, but if you can stick around and keep around, we're going to build that bankroll absolutely the right way. Folks, just want to take one quick minute here and go over the website, trendbetting.com. It's the reason why we do the show. It's the reason why Long Shots is a great brand, and it's what we're all about. There's something for everybody at trendbetting.com. I say it each and every week. If you like golf, if you like tennis, NASCAR, basketball, football, hockey, MMA, mixed martial arts, boxing, whatever you want, we have a capper that can certainly handle all your needs and certainly win with integrity. I say it all of the time. Last week, I lost. You saw me on Twitter and on Facebook. I post the losses. I went 4-8. After 6 straight weeks of winning, I had my first losing week in 6 weeks. I'm not ashamed to say, yes, I did lose, because nobody wins all the time. It's about sticking around long-term and building the bankroll the right way, and we jumped right back on board this week, folks, and we're 4-1 plus 14 units of profit heading into tonight's action. So we're having a bounce-back week just like we thought we would. Hopefully we can pick up another winner tonight and just keep this train moving down the line. But it's been a lot of fun. But also with trendbetting.com, I say the same story each and every week. The reason I do is there's a lot of new listeners that come on board and listen in to see what the show is about. Myself and Lucky Lance Williams joined forces about 3 years ago. He had a site, trendbetting.com. I had my site, rightsidevalueplays.com. I said, Lance, there's only one thing and one rule. If we do this the right way, I will come on board. If we win with integrity, I will come on board. Did it 3 years ago. Yes, there have been cappers that have come and gone on trendbetting.com. If you're not doing it the right way, you're not going to have a place on trendbetting.com. It's one of the most important things we can do is technically lose the right way. Yes, we're not hitting 90%. We're not hitting 95%. We don't have the guaranteed lock of the night tonight, but I guarantee you over the long term, if you stick with us, we're going to put money in your pocket. You can't win every day. You can't win every week. You can't win every month, but you want to win over a lifetime, and that's what we're about with the brand that is trendbetting.com and also Long Shots Radio. All right, folks, said my piece there on that. Let's get into some good hardcore type of information. Going over the week myself that I had, as I was telling you, last week we had 4-8. It wasn't pretty. There's a lot of bad beats that go associated with a losing week. Sometimes you have the game wrapped up and in your pocket turns into a loss. It happens. It happens. Trust me. But as I said, we won 6 straight weeks coming into last week. We had a down week at 4-8. Could have been worse. Could have been 2-10. We could have went, 1-11 overall if we had, a couple even more bad beats. It's going to happen, but you just can't force plays. You just can't say, all right, so I'm 0-3 this week. Let me put 4 plays out the next day and hope I sweep the board and go 4-3. That's not what it's about, folks. If you take that approach and you say, I'm going to gamble tonight and I have one play I really love and went 0-1, stick the rest of the card in your back pocket and live to fight another day. That's always the main ingredient in gambling. Don't be an impulse gambler, because you're going to end up out of money sooner than later. No question about that. Let's take a look last week. Again, all we had was 12 plays for that 4-8. Ending the week on a decent note, going 2-1 on Sunday, would have been nice to get to 3-0. We caught a little bit of a bad beat there, but that was fine. That was building momentum heading into the following week. Monday, we had 3 plays on the board, pushed 2. One we should have had a win. One we got a little bit lucky to push, and one was a flat-out miss to start the week with the Kansas City Royals winning 7-1 over the Cleveland Indians. Now, Cleveland did load the bases multiple times in that game, but you get beat 7-1, I don't even want to hear about a bad beat. That was a bad miss, no question about it by us. Rebounded with the Baltimore Orioles, a nice 6-2 winner over the Atlanta Braves. Also had a nice win with the Minnesota Twins, 2-2 at plus 5 units with a win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Went into that the very same night we went 3-0. Los Angeles Dodgers, Oakland Athletics, Sonny Gray was sensational. Nice 1-0 win there. And also had last night, finally we got one of those breaks that we've been craving all year long. Down 1-0 heading into the top of the fifth inning. Got a leadoff double with the Houston Astros. Lance McCullough was on the mound versus Garrett Richards, a very good pitcher. An error on a pass ball got him over to third. Ground ball got him in. It was 1-0. Changed the channel there. Said, good, at least I got a push. Maybe we'll get some luck there. Flip it back on. It's second and third, two outs. But one guy I absolutely wanted at the plate was Jose Altuve. What does he do? A bleeding bunt single in the infield with the third baseman. Took it from the shortstop. Dove. Ball bounced a little bit away. Altuve safe at first. Runner scores at home. 2-1 winner. It was beautiful. It's the way you want to draw it up as opposed to the way you don't want it to be taken out of your back pocket. So that was a lot of fun, actually seeing a winner come back our way and certainly making it a profitable night and also a profitable week. 4-1 this week, fresh off of a 4-8. It certainly feels good. Folks, we're going to take one quick break here. We're going to get into the meat, take a look at some impacts of these trades, take a look, fresh look tomorrow, and also hopefully get into a little bit of NFL and college. Stick with us, folks. It's Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis, the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. We're going to get into some information here that we can take a look at and certainly try to profit for you. A little bit of bad stuff. I did break the curse here, checked in on a game, and it looks like we are now losing. And if we want to flip that jinx there, we had the Braves first five innings. They were up 1-0 and are now down 2-1. Shelby Miller is laboring a little bit, gave up 7 hits to this Phillies team. The bottom of the fourth, Howard grounded out. Odubel Herrera single, Galva single, Dom Brown single, Ruiz single. I mean, 4 straight hits. Come on, buddy. Get out of that inning, Shelby. One of those games that was just, you know, almost too easy to look at. They had Harang on the ropes. They still have one more half an inning. Hopefully they can get out of this and maybe put a run on the board to get us a push. But that's really, really disappointing to take a look at that game and see exactly how that is going. So hopefully that game can turn around for us and hopefully get us a win. But it doesn't look too good. If it does lose there, hey, we'll only be up just short of 10 units on the week. It does happen, and we'll certainly be able to fire back tomorrow. But let's take a look today at some of these trades that have been going down since the deadline. That first big swing to go was left-handed pitcher Scott Kazmir of the Oakland Athletics traded to the Houston Astros. I mean, he's been lights out this year, got his first start with Kansas City, and certainly came up big with that Kansas City first start. Dominated in that game. He's going to have a start coming up, I believe it's tomorrow, again, to see if he can get back in there and certainly continue getting after it. Aramis Ramirez traded to the Pittsburgh Pirates. I thought that was a good move. I mean, it's not going to cost you anything but money in that situation. You're going to take a guy who's a big bat. Maybe you can get that righty-lefty combo in there through the rest of the year. So certainly something to look forward to. Pittsburgh Pirates, they are losing tonight, but certainly look to be a power player and making it in Major League Baseball into the playoffs. And they're a fun team to watch. Whenever you have, you know, Polanco out there in the outfield, Marte and McCutchen, anything that's hit to the outfield really is not going to drop in. So, I mean, it's a fun team to watch. I do root for them, even though I am a Philadelphia Phillies fan, but good team to put together the right way there. Steve Cishek went to the St. Louis Cardinals from the Marlins. Marlins in a little bit of a sell mode today. We'll get into another larger trade that did go down. Also, Connor Gillespie, a minor move there to the Angels. Didn't cost him anything but cash considerations. Juan Uribe, Kelly Johnson traded to the Mets. And that was off of, obviously, the Atlanta Braves, a little bit shorthanded heading into tonight. Got a couple of prospects back for those two guys. Also, Johnny Cueto, one of the biggest trades of the deadline from the Reds to the Royals. And Cueto is set to start, I believe, tomorrow and get back after it and get back on the mound. That's a great thing because Cueto, I know pitching in the National League is a little bit easier than the American League, but that's a big ballpark he's headed to on a really good team. So he's going to rack up some wins as the rest of the year goes, but certainly they are aiming for the postseason, and rightfully so. Once they get their full lineup back, Alex Green gets healthy. Obviously with Johnny Cueto in there, that's certainly going to help them out. They got to somehow get rid of Danny Duffy in that lineup and also Guthrie. Guthrie and Duffy, two terrible soft pitchers. So if they can add and even bring in maybe a young arm. Ace Ventura actually had a really good start coming back from the minor leagues, which he was down there for like a day before one of their pitchers got hurt. So they really need him to get back in there. Tyler Clippard from the A's to the Mets, so the Oakland A's are in a little bit of sell mode as well. Shane Victorino, a minor deal sent out to the Angels from the Red Sox. Also taking a look, one of the biggest trades of the deadline, Troy Tulowitzki and LaTroy Hawkins traded from the Rockies to the Blue Jays, and certainly sending back the main cog in there was Jose Reyes to the Colorado Rockies. Very interesting trade out of left field. If you watch any of that Phillies and Blue Jays game last night, man, what a welcome for Tula. That guy was raking. I believe he had two doubles and a blast in that game. So welcome to Toronto. You know, that Coors, and he can hit outside of Coors Field. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. Right-handed pitcher Jonathan Papelbon of the Phillies goes to the Nationals. Minor leaguer, double-A guy Nick Pivetta came back in that, but that was more of a salary dump by the Phillies as opposed to what they were going to get back in the deal. And also Cole Hamels, another monster trade, goes to the Rangers, a 6-for-2 trade. Jake Diekman and Cole Hamels go down. It's Jared Eichhoff, Alec Asher, Matt Harrison, Jorge Alfaro, and Nick Williams. The prize net for the Phillies is obviously catcher Jorge Alfaro. Matt Harrison basically coming over to balance out those trade dollars because, you know, he's coming off a couple back surgeries there, making $13 or $14 million a year, no question about it. Some smaller trades went down also. Joe Blanton was acquired by the Padres. And also David Price, a huge trade that went to the Blue Jays. You're talking about all in. They want to get in the postseason. It's been a long, long time since they've been there, and they're certainly trying to pull that off. But one of the biggest blockbusters you're going to see maybe ever at the deadline, 3-team, 13-player trade. Leitos and Alex Wood, the big names in there. You know, Mike Morse is okay. Heading out to the Dodgers. The Marlins get a couple of prospects back and some cash, but the Braves get infielder, Hector Oliveira. That is the Cuba guy, 29, 30 years old, I believe. Some cash considerations from the Dodgers to offset that because he was signed to a pretty big deal, I believe $50 or $60 million, and also a competitive balance pick that's likely to be in the 20s. So it looks like the Braves, obviously in sell mode, selling off Alex Wood, who's a pretty good pitcher as well. But the Dodgers picking up two more guys for the back end of their rotation. That should solidify their run to the playoffs. I'm really shocked they didn't go after David Price or Cole Hamels. Both that would have helped out quite a bit in that situation. And a late deal right as we were coming onto the air, Joaquin Soria to the Pirates via Detroit. That's going to bolster that bullpen. I know they're worried about Mark Melancon over there in Pittsburgh. Velocity down, maybe struggling a little bit. That's going to shore them up and give them another live arm in the back of the bullpen. Now, some of those trades that went down, as you see, people are aiming for the sky at this point. The haves and the have-nots in baseball. Used to see it all the time when the Royals had a bad team or a rough team.
They were always selling off small market teams, the Zach Greinke's of the world, Carlos Beltran's of the world, just trading them in and out of there because they couldn't afford them. But now this looks like they're on the opposite side of that. With all that money influx in baseball, especially with the TV deals, the haves and the have-nots are really, really getting close in the way of money. It's just a matter of how you want to set your team up. Most teams feel now if we can't make a run to the playoffs, cut payroll, cut bait, maybe get a prospect or two back, restart, rebuild, maybe sign a couple free agents for the offseason and really get back into it. Taking a look at those ways that we're going to gamble down the stretch, as you know, teams going for it. They're no longer going to be cheap. If they were minus 135 or minus 140, that really escalated. They're going to be minus 175 or higher at this point. Good luck betting on Zach Greinke and Clayton Kershaw the rest of the way. I know that Dodgers lineup is stacked. I know they're dominant pitchers, but I'm not laying 250, 260, or 270 on the money line over the first five innings in order to catch a win in those situations. I won't. I absolutely 100% will not do that, no question about it. But looking down the stretch, also, if you're looking at dog plays there, which is now more than a time than ever, you know I love to bet first five innings of baseball games. The bullpens are a mess right now. A lot of people have been traded. A lot of people are unhappy. Just look, case in point, the Philadelphia Phillies sent Jonathan Thapelbaum down to the Washington Nationals. Stacked bullpen, ready to go. Drew Storm was 29 of 31 in save opportunities. I believe his ERA somewhere around 1.7. He's now bumped, and he's furious. So team chemistry, where is that going to be at? Who's going to fit into the roles? Who's going to be angry about their roles? The one thing you don't have to really worry about is if you're betting the first five, you know who the starting pitcher is. You know who that lineup is going to be. Over the next maybe day or two, maybe week or so, some of these teams that got new parts, you're going to have to worry a little bit about like team chemistry, how they're going to get through the lineup. You know, maybe a guy batting, you know, Shane Victorino's batting first as Giovitello was batting first for Los Angeles Angels. Where does DeJesus fit in? Once they find their roles and fit into these teams as well, you're going to look to see a push because those teams that are going for it and the teams that are dead in the water, the story's been written already. You know, if you're looking at the Phillies, you know, they're going to go out and give you a yeoman's effort each and every night, but there's no really incentive to win, quote unquote, in those games. Those teams gunning for the playoffs, every single game from here on out is a must-win game. So they're going to have a different mindset heading into the ballpark. Lineups are going to be pressed to the max as we get down the stretch. You're going to see the teams that are fighting for positions that there are no off days. There are no rest days. So you're going to get these full tilt lineups directly right down the schedule heading in to the playoffs coming down. Let's take a look, folks, at some fresh games looking for tomorrow. Atlanta and Philadelphia. It looks like Perez and Buchanan are going to be the pitchers tomorrow. I think Perez just came off of the DL. Buchanan just came up from the DL, I believe, in his last start. I believe he had a decent start last time out, but he's overall 1-6, a 7 ERA. So I don't really think I'm going to be on David Buchanan's side, but that could change taking a look at some of these numbers. Real good pitching matchup in a battle first place, so to speak, those Washington Nationals and New York Mets. Gio Gonzalez, 3.83 ERA. Matt Harvey, 3.23. Looks like the Mets are going to open up as a small favorite. Matt Harvey can keep on his bounce back and get back underway. They should be able to take it there, and if the Mets put out a decent lineup, might be looking towards the Mets as a small favorite at home. Pirates and the Reds tomorrow, Jake Locke, Matt Lorenzen. Nothing really sticks out to me except Matt Lorenzen is on one of my soft pitcher lists, as well as Jake Locke. Not really two guys I like to bet on or find too much value in. San Diego and Miami looks like two teams that are sellers. That could change by tomorrow. If these guys even unload more prospects or players there, you never know. Ian Kennedy versus David Phelps. Don't really have too much of a read on that game until we see how those lineups shake out. Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers, Jason Hamill and Youngman. It looks like it's pronounced Jungman, but it's actually Youngman. He's been really good, 2.14 ERA. Look for him to continue that. Chicago Cubs are a good ball club, still trying to pedal off Starlin Castro, so I always get nervous when I see him in the lineup. Because at any moment in that game, he could be yanked out. But anyway, that's going to be certainly a good game to watch tomorrow, even check out. Colorado Rockies and the St. Louis Cardinals, Kyle Kendrick versus Michael Wacha. Wacha is one of my favorite pitchers to bet. St. Louis really struggling at the plate and just lost, looks like Matt Holliday, possibly for the year yesterday, with a torn quad. I don't know the final outcome or prognosis on that, but it looked pretty bad as he barely could get off of the field. Kyle Kendrick is just your typical soft pitcher, but do you want to lay 220 at home with Michael Wacha? I don't know about that with the way they're playing right now. Detroit tomorrow. Chen versus Farmer. Farmer coming in with a very nice hefty ERA of 10.45 and a whip of 1.9. We're really going to check into that. But again, It's another case of the haves and the have-nots. Detroit's in sell mode. Baltimore's in try-to-win mode. 175. I mean, Chen's not that good a pitcher, whereas maybe a month ago he might be 135 in that situation. So we'll check to see how it is tomorrow. Matchup of the day, no question about it. Kansas City Royals versus the Toronto Blue Jays. Johnny Cueto versus, Hutchinson. We'll see how he pitches tomorrow. He's going to be on the road. Hutchinson is awful on the road, but usually very, very good at home. So it's definitely a matchup that I'm going to want to take a look at. And you can see by that line as it opened up right there, it's right around a pick'em. So no question at all, that's going to be a game that we are going to take a look at. Taijuan Walker versus Malone tomorrow. Seattle versus Minnesota, another pick'em game. We're going to take a look and see what those splits are. But I know Malone's been pretty good at home as of late. And Taijuan Walker has been getting tagged as well. Tampa Bay, Boston. Rasmel Ramirez versus Rodriguez, 3.18 ERA for Ramirez. Always tough to beat Boston at home in the past, maybe. But at this point now, with Boston being in somewhat seller mode, they're not playing that well. It's going to be an interesting game to take a look at as they are a slight favorite at home. Eovaldi versus Rodon, Yankees and the White Sox. White Sox are absolutely ripping the cover off the ball. We'll see if that continues tomorrow night. Also with Cleveland and Oakland, Danny Salazar versus Kendall Graveman. Bumgardner versus Nick Martinez. That's one I want to keep an eye on there because San Francisco might go down there and just lay the smack down on that team in Texas. They have been pitching very well. Nick Martinez certainly has been known to give up the long ball, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Arizona with Ruby De La Rosa. You know me. I will never back a De La Rosa versus Feldman for Houston. Don't really know how his numbers stack up home or away, but I'm not going to be on Arizona, and I probably will be fading. I love to fade the De La Rosa boys, even though they have no relation. Might as well call them brothers because I'm not taking either one of those. Los Angeles Angels getting plus 205 tomorrow with a decent pitcher on the mound of Hector Santiago versus Clayton Kershaw. That's one to keep an eye on where you might be able to get some value over those first five innings with plus a half of a run, maybe plus 140, something to definitely keep your eye on. Folks, it's been a fun show. Sorry for the technical difficulties here, but I do want to thank you again for tuning in. We'll bring the show to you on Monday. Once again, we can maybe dip into some NFL and some college that I wanted to get into tonight, but I'm sorry we were cut a little bit short. If you haven't been to the website yet, go to the website now, folks, trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab, top right-hand corner. Pick out a capper you think fits you best. Prices are cheap and affordable. So join the team today at trendbetting.com. Once again, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition. And we're going to see you again on Monday at noon. Take care, folks.